According to Nia Chen Shi, the China-African Forum has played a positive role in promoting people-to-people exchanges and enhancing the traditional friendship between China and African countries. He noted that the cooperation philosophy of sincerity, real results, friendship, good faith, and the principle of consultation, contribution, and shared benefits will continue to be their guiding principles. Speaking to an interpreter, Mr. Chen Shi underscored the need for an in-depth exchange focusing on three topics: China-Africa Media Policy Exchange, Discourse Right of China-Africa Media, and China-Africa Media Digitization and Content Industry Development.
In recent years, China-Africa cooperation has entered a new golden era. In March 2013, Chinese President Xi Jinping visited Africa and put forward the idea that China and Africa are a community of shared future, putting China-Africa relations at an important strategic position and depicting a bright future for the common development of China and Africa. In December 2015, President Xi Jinping attended the Johannesburg Summit of the China-Africa Cooperation Forum and proposed that the new type of China-Africa strategic partnership be upgraded to a comprehensive strategic and cooperative partnership. He attached great importance to cultural and people-to-people cooperation between China and Africa and mapped out projects to provide satellite TV services for 10,000 villages in Africa. As an old Chinese saying goes, when united with one heart and mind, success is secured. We will continue to abide by the principles of sincerity, real results, and good faith, and uphold justice and friendship.
The Zambian Minister of Information and Broadcasting Services, Dora Silia, in an address, commended the Chinese government for its contribution towards the development of most African countries.
Zambia sees the role of the China-Africa Media Corporation as crucially important in facilitating technology transfer from China to Africa. New technology has created a convergence which has disrupted traditional media and calls for new ways of thinking and new investments. The new technology has indeed also provided new opportunities in terms of jobs for our young people, particularly in Africa. In the media and communication sector, Zambia, like other African countries and the world at large, has embarked on the process of migration from analog to digital television broadcasting as prescribed by the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, a United Nations agency. We are happy to report that over 85% of the migration has been done. This meeting gives us yet another opportunity to share ideas on how best our media sector can draw lessons from China's experience in policy and identify some of the measures that can be useful in our situations back home.
A counselor at the Department of African Affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China, Lin Chan, said the media is the bridge between the people and the government and they must be supported to do their work. The chief executive of the African Union of Broadcasting, George Njaka, said a number of public TV and radio channels across the continent are challenged with production issues and wondered how media channels can be increased through